Cattle Talk Down Under. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're a country of 22 million people, so we've got 25 million head of cattle running around. So we have quite a lot of live export, exporting live animals, and then exporting quite a lot of meat.
Nigel Simmons and a group of Aussie cattle producers that are part of Genetics Australia are traveling this summer in America, and they made stops here in Tennessee to get a closer look at the beef and dairy industry here. They're customers of U.S.-based Select Sires.
We brought a group of customers over, and we tour the different areas of the U.S. We look at a lot of the USAI sires that we use, and then we go and have a look at a lot of the progeny of those sires, meet the people that have bred the bulls, and just good to meet with farmers in the U.S. and discuss common farming principles.
Nigel Simmons is the beef manager for Genetics Australia, and he says while there are a lot of similarities in management practices between Australia and U.S. producers, they are exporting almost 70% of their beef.
But the cattle look very similar. You know, we look for the same sort of, you know, frame size, growth patterns. You know, Australian guys are very fanatical on feet and leg structure. So that's one of the key things they want to come over here and look at, the genetics that they're going to use. One of our biggest markets that have recently grown is exporting grass-fed beef back to the US as well. That's become quite a premium market for a lot of Australian beef producers.
Simmons says the cattle herd size in Australia averages about 150 head per farm, but some go into the thousands.
Now, a lot of the people we meet over here might have 40 or 50 cows, but they have a job in town. We don't quite really have that sort of thing. People, if they've got cattle, the cattle there, they've got to make an income from those cattle. There's very little off-farm income.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.